This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
10 after 7 o'clock on this Friday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. And we've made it to the end of the week, and we're looking forward to the weekend. Everyone looks forward to the weekend, usually as early as Monday, but especially on a Friday. Today, however, before we take on the weekend, we want to take on needs in our community. And that's where one of our many community partners comes in. The United Way's Day of Action is today. And we're joined live by the Chief Operating Officer of the United Way in Northeast Florida, Coretta Hill, on what today is all about. Obviously, at the national level, we know that this is a day of service that's focused worldwide, really, to inspire volunteering, giving back to community. But how does that really trickle down here to the local level, Coretta?
Good morning. Hi, everyone. And thank you so much for having me this morning. Well, and yes, you're absolutely right. It's a national day of action across the globe. And really, it started because if everyone knows, I'm sure that today, as June 21st, it is considered the longest day of the year. The beginning, the true beginning of summer. You know, we do experience summer a little earlier here in Florida, but taking advantage of that longest day, it's encouraged to take action and do work to improve your communities. It's an opportunity to put a local focus on needs in the area. And here in Northeast Florida, or in Jacksonville specifically, we are very excited for our National Day of Action. It will be taking place in North Riverside community and at the James Weldon Johnson Full Service School site. Now, the North Riverside community is one of two areas that United Way is a proud partner in our affordable housing work, really helping it, making it easier for our neighbors to access quality housing and addressing housing repair work and making and revitalizing that community. And that is deep work that we have committed millions of dollars to over the next several years to transform the North Riverside community. We are also doing the same work in East Jacksonville. And the James Weldon Johnson Full Service School site, if you're not familiar with Full Service Schools, it is a collaboration with other partners such as Kids Hope Alliance and Duval County Public Schools that enables us and our partners to connect thousands of students and families to critical therapeutic health and social services, and they serve every school location to provide that, and it's free support to students and their families with the goal of eliminating non-academic barriers for kids in school. So we have two main areas planned today that include revitalizing community gardens, street cleanups, landscaping, and a ton more to really focus on that both of those areas and encourage action in our community.
So are you seeking volunteers if someone's driving around this morning and maybe wants to cut out early from the office or go in maybe later into the afternoon? How might they be able to get involved?
Well, I would encourage everyone to come out in the morning. Our goal is, especially with the warm day, to be done by noon. But we will begin at 8 a.m. and the gathering site today is at the Daly Manor Community Garden, and that's at 426 Smith Street. Again, that's 426 Smith Street. And absolutely, individuals who are hearing this and say, you know, I have a few hours to give today, feel free to join us. And you know, we have, again, a host of volunteer projects from, as I mentioned, community garden cultivation to kind of street cleanup to just revitalize areas that are that, you know, filled with blight, and obviously painting and cleanup projects that we have there at the Full Service School site.
Obviously, there's also an opportunity for students to get some service hours as well with this. All of this coming as United Way just released its report in partnership. It's called the Alice Report, and one of the most stunning revelations, 39% of Northeast Florida households struggling to make ends meet. And I know there's a whole lot of other data, but how is the United Way trying to surround these families and these communities and fill the gaps of the disparities that are in place?
Yes, absolutely. And thank you for mentioning the ALICE population. United Way's work strategically is invested specifically to address our ALICE community and underserved areas. And right now, our main focus areas in addressing underserved populations is really focused around economic mobility. That is the ultimate goal. is moving people economically to ensure that every family has hope and can reach their full potential. We all deserve that. You know, every human being deserves that opportunity. And our main focus areas in addressing economic mobility strategic work includes basic needs. So addressing and supporting the basic needs, food, clothing, shelter. And we have a variety of many partners addressing and partnering with us in that work, as well as our current affordable housing work and other initiatives and programs such as 211 and 988, our call center for help and also information and referral. We also have a focus area, financial well-being, which is really about, you know, addressing those foundational supports to help people move through the ability to acquire wealth and assets and at a basic level and, again, moving them economically to have hope and, again, thrive in society. And then our final focus area is racial equity. That is based on the data. It definitely demonstrates the disparities in communities and populations where our underserved communities are. And it is really about the entire community and also closing those gaps so that those areas that are typically underserved are also receiving the access to health and wealth that they deserve to thrive in our community.
Those are the 365 needs that are being addressed by the United Way, and Coretta Hill is the Chief Operating Officer. Today's focus is on ACTING, a National Day of Action, and at the local level, if you do want to be a part of it, if you've got kids, my teenage daughter is with me here this morning, for example, coming to work, and if you're looking for a way to get some service hours for those kiddos, what a great way to do it today, starting here in the next hour or so at 8 o'clock at the North in Riverside, and look for the gathering site at the Daily Manna Community Garden. It's at 426 Smith Street. Again, that's the Daily Manna Community Garden, 426 Smith Street. Coretta, thank you, and best to you today, and to all the volunteers who are going to be a part of it.